Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about the season premiere of Halo Season 2, Episodes 1 and 2.
Yes, Sanctuary and Sword.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Spoilers ahead for both. Well, so I'll be honest, I was confused as hell.
I had to go back and watch the last episode. I almost watched two episodes for last season because I'm like, I don't remember these people. I remember Master Chief and Kai and the, you know.
Yeah.
But the other ones, I'm like, oh my God, who is Quan Ha? I don't remember her. And who is this? You know.
I'll be real. I should have, if I was not in the middle, like smack dab in the middle of a move, I would have. Instead, I tried to flounder my way through both episodes. And I was like, what the fuck is it? Like, what is happening? And I still am like, I think I remember most, but still the beginning of the premiere, I felt like was very odd how they have him and they're like, stay with us. And then they cut away to him just immediately being back with his troop. And I thought that was weird. I thought that was very strange.
Yeah. Like completely unexplained time warp there.
Yeah.
Time jump.
And never went back to it. Or I just thought that was just very odd to me. That was an odd choice. So I'm gonna
I think you should go back and watch the final episode because that will explain it for you.
Well, I remembered like later, but I thought it was such a quick jump.
Yeah.
With no like, oh, he's fine. It was just like it felt more like a preview of what's coming, if that makes sense. Like, oh, he's hurt, but like that's gonna be later, you know. The way that they showed it, does that make sense? Like, is the way it was shot, it didn't look like this is a flashback. I remembered then later, oh, that's when it was like the girl and that they were like, stay with me, and you know they're
and
weird
Cortana role. Takes over.
But then it was the way that it was shot and the way that it was put together was very odd. And he was just fine. And they were like on their mission. I was like, what?
Yeah.
What? That? Okay.
Just gotta go with it. Go with the flow.
Yeah. But, you know, then it was just, it was Halo. It was fine. Like, it was, you know, it's fun and it's action and it's kind of silly and it's, you just kind of have to go with it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. I thought, at first I was like, what? We're not going to get any POV in this? And then I realized I'm not really missing it, you know? Yeah. So that I think, I actually think now I can just sort of sit back and appreciate the fights instead of the constant switching of point of view on it. So I thought there was a lot of great action, but it's also, it seems even more calm now in between the action.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a lot more intense quiet now.
Yeah.
And I like that we're seeing more of who they are as people, who the Spartans are as people.
Yeah. My favorite whole interaction was Vanek, like when they're like, do you have feelings now? He's like, no. But I like to watch the thing about animal videos, which I was like, oh like my God.
Okay. I started watching programs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is my mom in the room? Programs?
Yeah.
She said it to his program, you know, about animals and stuff.
So freaking cute. That was my favorite thing in both episodes. That was adorable.
That's funny. I wrote that down as well. Yeah. I thought it was great.
That was my highlight. I love Joseph Morgan. And so I was really, I was a big fan of his on the originals.
Oh.
So I love a good evil Joseph Morgan. So I was so excited when I saw him come up on the screen. I was like, ooh, gotta love a sexy evil Brit, you know? So I'm excited to see where he takes it, you know?
Yeah.
That will be interesting. I thought, what do you think about his interaction with Cortana? Like, I thought that was really like interesting where he seems, I don't know, like where he was talking and it seems like he knows that, or he feels like they can't win.
Yeah.
You know, and looked very devastated by that. Like, didn't seem evil in that moment, but he still wouldn't listen to Master Chief, you know, right, at the same time. So, like, what is his end game?
Yeah. Is this false arrogance with Master Chief, or is there some sort of, you know, unknown plan that he has or mission that he's on? You know, what is the reason for choosing him to replace Halsey?
Yeah. I mean, I think that that moment of vulnerability with Cortana made me go, like, maybe there is the arrogance with Master Chief. Like, is this him? Is he trying to save them? Is this like some sort of, I don't know what to do, but I'm trying.
Yeah.
And you got to give me something, but it seems like there's no hope right now. Or is it just, we're all fucked.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going to just do what I can until then. I don't know. But it did seem,
it seemed like he actually cared.
Yeah.
But when
because
is
then
he
like burned Halsey's tree down out of like spite. So I was like, I don't know.
Your tree's on fire. Oh, Halsey. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously at some point Ackerson, I mean, I say obviously, but it would follow trope if he, you know, obviously he's going to fight them and then realize, oh, they're, you know, he's been right all along. I need to listen to them. And what is it that's going to make him, you know, change course on that? Because yeah, I think it's going to be something awful.
Yeah.
As if glassing a planet isn't awful enough. But ugh, that was horrifying.
Like, if those crazy people just walked right into the lava, I was like, y'all, that is a terrible way to die. What are you doing? Like, why don't you just take, like, a gun or something? Like, dude, that's horrific. That's going to hurt, guys.
Yeah, but only for a second. Not for long.
Long enough.
Well, obviously, you know, it's a martyrdom sort of thing.
Yeah.
But how,
like,
many people
are
you
martyring yourself for?
Yeah. I mean, some of the people I think escaped, but yeah, not many, like a handful.
Yeah. Not many.
So yeah, what was the point?
Their maybe faith.
Yeah.
Stay for the planet. I'm like, okay. Or live for your people.
Yeah.
And yourself.
And yourself, you know, and the knowledge that you could give others.
Yeah.
You know, you've been planet hopping because you keep being forced to leave. Why don't just, you know, you have an obviously perspective that maybe needs to be heard, but go ahead, walk into the lava. See ya.
Yeah, I don't know. Poor Master Chief.
Yeah. I actually, like, I cared about him a lot more in these first two episodes than I have in the past. Like, I like that they have their helmets off so much. And I like that we're seeing them now as people versus soldiers all the time.
Yeah.
And the change that removing it has made, you know.
Yeah.
And yet they're still fierce soldiers.
I think seeing him try to talk to the hologram, you know.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Yeah. We'll take a moment now. I feel bad for Master Chief.
I mean, it's a fun show. Like, it, I mean, it's not, obviously, it's not Strike Back. It's not Warrior.
Right.
But it's
fun. But it was
fun.
Directed by a Strike Back director.
Yeah.
Debs Patterson.
Yeah. Which is
directed
great.
Who was the direction behind episode 6 of Retribution, which basically saved that entire season. So.
That was the turnaround episode.
It was.
It?
Yeah. Episode six. Yeah. It saved it.
Yeah. But I mean, it's definitely, I think, it's a show worth watching. Absolutely. I know there, they, like, I think it got so like such mixed reviews, you know, and people you know, made fun of it pretty bad last season.
Oh, last season. You
know,
okay.
You know, but I think overall I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like despite the fact that I was sitting there going, I wish that I had more time other than packing and painting and moving to sit and watch because what is happening? I don't remember why this is happening.
I thought
they ran away and left these people. Why are they fighting for them again? And who are these people on this other planet? I don't understand.
Which was kind of how I was. I mean, I remembered more than I expected to going into it cold, but then I was like, I don't even remember her, but I think I'm supposed to. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go back and watch at least the last episode.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, the light bulbs are going on. Yeah.
Yeah. It really took until almost the end of the second episode for me to go, oh, right. And I still feel like it's probably been
2 years, right? Wasn't the season one in 22?
I don't think it's been quite 2 years. I don't think so. But it's been a while.
Yeah.
Whatever it has. But whatever the case, I think once I'm in my new place, I will probably spend some time watching at least the last episode, maybe the last couple, just to kind of like
remember. Yeah, like, oh, okay, that's why this is happening. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Still some of it was a little confusing, but it does make a lot more sense when you put the pieces together. Yeah. And remember. Yeah,
I gotta say, the cop or whatever you want to call him that like tricked Soren into going, I was like, brilliantly played.
Yeah, it was.
Whatever we want to think about like the morals of whatever you did, brilliantly played.
Yeah, brilliantly played. I mean, you knew there was more going on mm-hmm. with him than what we were seeing. There had to be, but I was not expecting that. And with all the officers came mm-hmm. out of the darkness, I was like, ooh, that's creepy.
Yeah, I thought he was just going to be like another pirate or an assassin or something. I was not. That I was like, wow.
That was well played and well shot. That was a really cool scene.
Yeah.
That and the fight, the fog fight.
Yeah, that was really cool.
When they all, you know, at the end of the fight, mm-hmm. sort of, where you think, that's it.
Yeah.
How could they? And they all come out of the fog and just
That head turn and then light. Yeah.
That was terrifying.
Yeah.
Terrifying. And then they leave. Like, what? Okay, why are they saving them? Why are they letting them go?
Wild.
Yeah. But then this isn't, you know, we see later on, this is not a good fight. This is not what we're here for. So there's some disagreement going on in the enemy camp too. I forget what they're called. What are they called?
The Covenant.
Oh, I meant those specific creatures.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah.
What those aliens are called, no. Big and ugly.
And smelly, obviously.
Yeah.
I can't see anything.
I mean, the fact that he could smell them through his, like, helmet.
I know.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's great.
That's insane. But yeah.
So I'm psyched for next week.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
And did you get my message about Resident Alien?
Yeah.
We
did not like last season.
I know. They had it on a marathon yesterday, so I had it on the background like pretty much all day. And I'm like, okay, it's not as sucky as I'm watching it again. It's not as bad. And then all of a sudden,
right, resounding
all of a sudden the commercial for season 3, I'm like, what? I had no idea there was even gonna be a season 3.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Ben, season 1 was so good and then last season was so not
it, I think it really
what happened
It really suffered from the pandemic and the way that they scheduled things and breaking the season up. And it just, a lot of that, I think, was not in there. It wasn't strong plot line or anything either, but it wasn't served well by the
Yeah.
programming end of things to cut the season in half and like 6 months in between. I mean, that was
So
ridiculous.
weird.
And all of a sudden, what? Season
And then
three
just
premieres in 2 days? What? So I hope it comes back around.
well, yeah, hopefully we can hope. In the meantime, Warrior out on the 16th and on Netflix. So don't forget, just have it on in the background. Let's get those numbers up, people. Let's show Netflix that we mean business and we love Warrior.
In case they hadn't figured it out from the first 2 times we went through this.
So, yeah.
I do not understand HBO.
No, I don't get it. And it was like trending on their top shows.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
It
You pay all this money to bring it back. It's super popular.
and then what?
It's
There has to be more because also Tokyo Vice premiered within the last few days and they
Who
did
knows?
nothing to advertise that. I just stumbled upon the fact that it was back. And then I go on to find it
They spent
and
all their money on Game of Thrones
I
and
had to like
Game of Thrones
really
spinoffs.
dig to even find the season. Like this is
Yeah.
a real this is one of the few original series you have, and you bury it when you know it was really a cult hit out there. It was really a hit with critics, and the people who saw it really loved it, and you just bury it. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
It just doesn't make any sense.
Who knows? We'll never know. But we will tell you. Go check out Halo on Paramount Plus, and we will be back here with episode 3. So, and then we will catch you next time.
Have fun moving.
All right.